Father in heaven at this time, Lord, this is your church. The work is your work. You have called us to do a great work for you. And so, Lord, we are quite willing and ready to do what you have called us to do as your people. Bless us now, Lord, as we prepare ourselves, Father, through the aid of your Holy Spirit, helping us to prepare. Be with us now, and even as I bring a word towards your people, bless each one of us, and be with me, Lord, and may the words that come forth, each one of us would be drawn closer to you, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 14, I'll just read it while you find it, and hear what the Bible says. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 14, that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. This gospel shall be preached in all the world. It shall be preached for a witness. And so when we go out in our small group, we are to preach the gospel. It is for a witness. This evangelistic campaign is a way of building up the kingdom of God. It's not going to be done under the tent this time. It is going to be done in small group. And so we are going to preach the gospel for a witness to all the nation, and then shall the end come. Revelation chapter 14, a well-known passage that we know. But the first part of it is the part that I want us to look at, which also ties in with this, that the gospel shall be preached in all the world for a witness, and then shall the end come. Verse 6 and 7 says, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having what? The everlasting gospel to do what? To preach unto them that dwell on the earth." It is to be preached to whom? Every nation and kindred and tongue and people. And what we are to be saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." That is the mission that the church is being called to do. When Jesus was about to leave the earth, he gave his disciples the command that we should go into all the world and preach the gospel. "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And so we, as a church, we are being called to do the same thing. We are being called as an organization. And you know, I like what we are being called. We are being called a movement. The Advent movement, the Adventist movement. Because, you see, it tells us then that we are not stagnant. We are to move and to preach the everlasting gospel. You know, as I look to the book, Evangelism, Sister White gives us a number of tips here. And I'll just read three short from three different pages of the book Evangelism. She tells us in the very first chapter what we should do. She says, Christ's last words to his disciples were, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Says, "Go to the farthest bounds of the habitable globe, and know that wherever you go, my presence will attend you." So, wherever the farthest point of the globe is for us, it might be in your own little area. You don't have to go overseas to do that. Use your little community and do what you can. She says, in the commission to his disciples, Christ not only outlined their work, but gave them their message. "Teach the people," he said, "to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." The disciples were to teach what Christ had taught, that which he had spoken, not only in person, but through all the prophets and teachers of the Old Testament is here included. Listen carefully to this other part, because sometimes as Adventists, a lot of us, you know, get into problem, and there is where, you know, people get misunderstanding of the Adventist teaching. She says here, human teaching is shut out. Human teaching is shut out. There is no place for tradition, for man's theory and conclusion. So no place for our own theory and our own conclusion. So we shouldn't go in this small group and begin to tell the folks them that I think that this and I think that I see it this way. It should be the Bible and the Bible only. Because when we begin to do that, we begin to mix people's mind up and make them even more confused. She says, there is no place for tradition or for man's theory and conclusion, or for the church legislation. No laws ordained by ecclesiastical authority are included in the commission. None of these are Christ's servants to teach. The law and the prophets, with the record of his own words and deeds, are the treasure committed to the disciples to be given to the world. So we get that clear, that what Sister White is saying from the book Evangelism. She says here also, another page, she says, we are now living in the closing scenes in the world's history. Let men tremble with the sense of the responsibility of knowing the truth. The end of the world are come. Proper consideration of these things will lead all to make an entire consecration of all that they have and are to be their God. She says, the weighty obligations of warning a world of its coming doom is upon us. From every direction, far and near, calls are coming to us for help. The church devotedly consecrated to the work is to carry the message to the world. Come to the gospel feast. The supper is prepared. Come. Crowns, immortal crowns, are to be won. The kingdom of heaven is to be gained. A world perishing in sin is to be enlightened. The lost pearl is to be found. The lost sheep is to be brought back in safety to the fold. Who will join in the search? Who will bear the light to those who are in wonder, who are wandering in the darkness of error? And we read in our passage of scripture that we use that the parable of the lost coin, the parable of the lost sheep, and we need to go out and search for those who are lost and point them to a Savior that they know. The Bible also tells us in the first scripture reading, look unto the fields, for they are white and ready to harvest. And so we know that the fields are white and they are ready to harvest. And two other passages that I'm going to leave with you. This book is full of information about doing evangelistic work. In fact, the very name of the book, Evangelism, page 114. And then page 115, I'll read a short passage there. Sister White again, as I read, she says, under the caption, the fields in your neighborhood are ripe. She says, the truth will triumph gloriously. Let the church begin to do the work that the Lord has given them. The work of opening the scripture to those who are in darkness. My brethren and sisters, there are souls in your neighborhood who, if were judiciously labored for, would be converted. She said, there are souls in our neighborhood, if judiciously labored for, would be converted. Efforts must be made for those who do not understand the word. Let those who profess to believe the truth become partakers of the divine nature. And then they will see that the fields are ripe for the work that all can do whose souls are to be prepared by the living word. And then page 115, under the caption, Organizing into Working Bands. And this is exactly what we are doing, organizing the church into small groups. She says, in our churches, let companies be formed for service. In the Lord's work, there are to be no idlers. She says, in the Lord's work, there are to be no idlers. And if you notice, we have not given anybody a chance to be an idler, because we have placed every church member in a group. So you cannot say that, well, I'm not part of it because I was not placed anywhere. Everybody has the opportunity. She says, let different ones unite in labor as fishers of men. Let them seek to gather souls from the corruption of the world into the saving purity of Christ's love. The formation of small companies as a basis of Christian effort is a plan that has been presented before me, she says, by one who cannot err. If there is a large number in the church, let the members be formed into small companies to work not only for the church members, but for unbelievers also. And this is so true because, you know, in this small group evangelistic campaign that we're going to launch soon, that we can also target those of our brethren who once used to walk with the Lord and is no longer with us. This is a golden opportunity to invite them to be part of the small group. And as you do so, the Spirit of God would woo them. Mark you, I know it is very hard. Because, you know, I think it was night when Pastor was, you know, speaking about his, you know, his brother. And he says everything he tells him, you know, his brother says he knows. That's the thing about, you know, former Adventists. Everything you tell them, they say, I know. But pray and the Spirit of God, you know, can melt any heart and bring them back to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so, also, this small group, it is for one sole purpose, and that is to get people ready for the kingdom. So we are not going to be closing the church on Sunday evening and get out into small group so that we can have a nice little social gathering and just to do our own thing. There are going to be social gathering, yes, because we have to make sure that we know all the people in the group, associate ourselves with them, make them feel comfortable. That is the first thing we have to do. When you invite them into the group, don't begin as soon as they come to drill the gospel down their throat. We have to find out something about them, ask them how they were doing, ask them how things is going on. Because, you see, you might invite them and they may go into a lot of hardship. And while you are there drilling the gospel down their throat, their minds are far from what you are saying, or what we are saying, sorry. So, you know, we need to befriend them and have them open up so that, you know, and when you're in little groups, people will quickly open up to you and tell you, know, what is happening and, you know, befriend them and make them feel comfortable, you know, in our group. And make sure that when we have our little groups form and there is non-Adventists that come to your group and they pour out their little problems to you and tell you what is what, keep it to your group. Please keep it to your group. If you're going to report it to the pastor or if to the personal ministry department where we can. We don't want it to be flying all over the place. These groups are groups too that will help people, because if we do that, we'll also be driving people away from the group. And so we need, you know, to do whatever we can to get people into the kingdom of God. To be an evangelist, because all of us will be an evangelist at that time. We have to be very tactful. We have to have, you know, that mindset of how to win others for the Lord. Satan is going to try all sorts of things, brethren, but make sure that we keep on the right track. We're going to be doing much praying, much reading of the Word of God, getting ourselves in preparation for this period. And as I said, that's why we're going to be starting this program every fourth Sunday of the month. And even when the groups are being formed, we're going to still continue, because we're going to come from Sunday after Sunday at early morning and petition God's throne to lift up the small group before God, because we know that prayer is a powerful weapon. And so, because of prayer, great things will happen. Brethren, I'm looking forward for the church to be on fire for God. We are living in the last and closing days of Earth's history. Time is running out. And Sister White says that, you know, there is no time for idlers. And we should also recognize that there is no time for idlers. We are on the battlefield for the Lord. We are in a great controversy. And none of us is left out. All of us are being caught in it. And the decision is, make sure that we are on the Lord's side. Help him finish the work. Help to finish the work so that we can leave this sinful earth. That's what we need to do. It's no point that we say we want to leave this sinful world, but we don't want to finish the work. Just like we would want to say, I want pay, but I don't want to work. How do you expect to get it? Unless you're going to get it illegally. If you want pay, you have to work. And so if you want the work, you need to get out of this world quickly. Let us get the work done and leave this sinful earth. Brethren, I don't know about you, but I know this world is very corrupt. Very corrupt. And it's getting more corrupt by the day. More corrupt by the day. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's getting more and more corrupt by the day. And if God forbid that this world to last for another 5-10 years, I don't know how much more corrupt it will be, but I know it will be far worse, because the Bible says that the hearts of men are getting more and more wicked. And so it needs for us as a church, brethren, to do whatever we can to finish the work and to be ready for the soon return of Jesus. May God bless us as we get ourselves prepared for this great time. Until such time, you know, we pray, our groups, you know, we do whatever we can, and we can begin to tell the people in our community about what is going to happen so that we can get them ready. So when this starts, you know, we can have persons on board. May God bless us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we pray now, Lord, your blessing upon this program of your church. Lord, we recognize that this church is a church that is formed by you. Lord, you have given this church the command that we should go and preach the everlasting gospel. Now, Lord, you have given us a new method. And Father, I pray, Lord, that as we take this new method, let us run with it so that we can carry the word to those who are in need of hearing about you. Bless us now, O Lord, we pray. And Father, as we continue, may each one of us as ourselves, as we carry the word, we of ourselves be motivated and be closer drawn to you. So we pray now, Lord, that you will bless this congregation here at Gingerland. Each one, from the greatest down to the littlest one. And we pray, O Lord, that as we continue to do your work, be with us now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.